Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette CD series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. This month, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty numbers of what kills profits in your service department. Bob Cook is going to discuss the three main profit killers: underbilling, non-billable time, and maintenance service agreement performance during this presentation. Controlling these three areas of technician productivity will add thousands and thousands of dollars to the bottom line profitability of your service department. Bob Cook has more than 20 years' experience in the trades industry, both on the contractor side and in wholesale distribution. As owner and business consultant for Preeminent Business Management Solutions, Bob is responsible for analyzing the contractor's business and designing a business strategy to help them implement effective, profitable processes and procedures to successfully grow their business profitably. In 2001, Bob and two partners started Preeminent Technologies, a software company which is dedicated solely to building software for the service trades industry. ProfitMax Business Suite software has been designed from the mind of the contractor. Contractors who own ProfitMax use it every day because it's easy and simple to use and understand and makes them highly profitable. ProfitMax is not an accounting program. It is a tool to track and increase service technicians' productivity. Many of Bob's clients have earned the top HVAC industry awards with the major manufacturers they represent, including National Residential Contractor of the Year from one of the nation's largest HVAC contractor groups, and Female Contractor of the Year from Contracting Business Magazine. Bob was the general manager of the Puget Sound's largest residential, exclusively retrofit HVAC contractor. While there, he increased revenue by 33% and per-employee revenue from $120,000 to $153,000 and increased net profits by 105%. In addition, employees' job satisfaction rose to an unprecedented level. Prior to starting his own business, Bob was the trained product manager for Gensco Incorporated, where he was responsible for $40 million in sales, as well as all marketing, dealer training, business planning, and managing inventory in six central distribution centers in six states. He developed and managed pricing and margin strategies and forecasted market trends. Bob was also responsible for developing the Train Comfort Specialist website on a national level. What Bob won't tell you during this presentation is that every area discussed can easily be tracked by his ProfitMax software program. I will tell you how to get information on the software if you have an interest at the end of the presentation. Now, let's listen to Bob and see if we can't find a few areas that, if controlled properly, will increase your service department's profits.
Now let's talk about profit killers in your service department. The thing that brought this to my attention most poignantly was, as general manager of a very large residential retrofit contractor in the Seattle market, I realized that service is the most important, most meaningful part of the residential retrofit contractor's business. This is where they get most of their customer face-to-face contacts in a year. The best sales leads are there. Ongoing customers for life or through their maintenance department. The service department is the heart of the machine. I had to figure out how to track the lost opportunities and the unbillable time and the underbilled time within my service department, and that's what I want to talk about today. And I'm sure that these things face each and every one of you on a day-to-day basis. Your production employees or your field people, the revenue producers within your company, are your greatest asset. These are the only employees that you can actually bill for their time. You're not able to bill for salespeople's time, manager's time, your office support people's time. You can only bill for your field labor. Therefore, they are the revenue producers within your company. These employees can also be your greatest liability. One thing I discovered very quickly was that poorly tracked employee performance resulted in something negative for me. It resulted in greater callbacks and warranty calls. It resulted in increased customer concessions. It resulted in lost customers in total. It resulted in lost billable opportunities. And I also had a great increase in non-productive time. Therefore, the key for me was to initiate a simple method to be able to track the performance of my field people, which they would embrace and which would be completely usable, and I could reproduce this result on a daily basis within my support staff and within the office. In other words, I couldn't create such a complex machine or process that I couldn't tender it on the inside. So there was a balancing act with regard to employee performance. I had to have a great tracking mechanism. I also had to have it be designed in order to be supportable from the inside. That was the only solution to giving me reported performance that I could manage to. One of the biggest profit killers that came to light as I began to track the performance of my field people in the service department was the underbilling by the service technicians. Let me ask you this. Are your service technicians billing according to your billing format? Your billing format is simple enough to understand. You have an hourly rate, diagnostic or trip charge, and parts and materials. This can be expressed in time and material or a flat rate billing process depending on the company, and it is how your technicians are expected to charge out for parts, labor, and material to generate revenue. What I discovered that for true for me and I have discovered across the country is that over 98% of all technicians in our industry underbill their company's street rate by 17 to 20%. This is including diagnostic and trip charges and all parts and materials charges. In other words, if your street rate is $120, including all of the parts, materials, diagnostic and or trip charges, plus their labor, they only bill up to about $96 a billable hour, while the street rate alone is $120 an hour in this example. The technicians, what I discovered was that they also, across the country, and this was true for myself, underbill my company's total billing format by 35 to 38%. So if you compound the street rate plus the diagnostic plus the parts and the materials and so forth, what should that billable hourly dollar be? It's certainly above the $120 an hour street rate, that being only one component. So what is that total dollar per hour? We're going to look at that more closely in just a moment. This statistic is consistent across the United States and across the board, whether you use flat rate or time and material as your billing process. The only way you will know if your technicians are giving away their labor and your parts is to track their performance. You must track their performance so that you know their numbers on a daily basis. Their numbers are your numbers. So how do you establish what your billable revenue per hour should be for each technician according to your billable format? What should that number be? It's definitely above your street rate. And how do you arrive at it? How should you know? Because it's specific for each company. It's not a national average because it's based in your market, your rate, your economy. So let's work through this exercise together. Let's say that you have a street rate of $120 per hour. The average parts and materials that goes on top of that for every billable hour for each technician is $21 per hour. So if you average what your technicians use in parts per year marked up, this is a very conservative number, and so you would add $21 per hour to the $120 per hour street rate. Now let's consider that you have a diagnostic or a travel charge of $69 per hour. How do you get that to figure in? Because how many hours that have that applied to them? Or what portion of that $69 goes to this overall billable hour number that you're looking for? So with all of the input that I have had and all of the thousands, tens of thousands of service calls that I've looked at through the years, I can tell you the answer to this. If 50% of the time of your technician's time in a year is spent in billable hours, that's 1,000 hours per year, about 333 of those hours are going to have the diagnostic or travel charge applicable to them. So that means that of the 1,000 hours per year that are billable, 333 hours will have this travel and diagnostic charge with it. So multiply those 333 hours times the $69 that is your travel or trip charge diagnostic rate, then divide that by 1,000 hours, and you come up with $22.97. So that is how much per hour on average that diagnostic or travel time applies to this formula. So take the $22.97, the $21 per hour, and your street rate of $120 per hour. You add those together and you come up with a total billable revenue per hour for your billing format of $163.77. Now remember, 98% of the time, the average technician is only billing out $96 per hour. That's 17 to 20% below the street rate itself, street rate being 120. The annual billable revenue for this technician, based on 1,000 hours of billable time per year and a billable hourly rate of $163.77, which is what they should be billing out for, and that means their annual billable revenue should be $163,770. Instead, it is only $96,000 to $100,000. Remember, we're only talking about billable time here, which is time charged out on an invoice by a technician. This does not include maintenance revenue, which is billed out on a contract. They are two completely different things. We are just focusing on billable time, billable hourly rate here. So when a technician is underbilling the street rate by 17 to 20% and underbilling your format structure by 35 to 38%, there is no way that you can possibly get to your goals, and you will find that this is one of the biggest profit killers you have in your service department. I have analyzed over 30,000 service calls myself, and over the last 22 years, I have queried the most knowledgeable minds in the HVAC industry. And they've all agreed that underbilling is one of the biggest profit killers in a contractor service department. How can this happen to you? Well, it can't. You already know your techs understand how to bill. It must be someone else's techs that I'm talking about. It's certainly not your techs. Let me give you a typical scenario. A customer calls with a problem. They talk to your office. The office puts them through to your dispatcher. A rapport is established, and an appointment is set. During the course of this conversation, the customer asks how you bill out. The dispatcher explains so much per half hour, or so much per hour, or diagnostic and a flat rate, whatever it is, and the customer agrees and says, no problem, send the tech out and get this thing fixed. The technician arrives and does all the required work to effect the repair. They then underbill by 25 to 30%, 98% of the time. Consider this. If your techs bill out correctly, you would not have one fewer phone call and not one fewer service call. You would not lose one single customer because the customer has already agreed to pay you according to your full billing format. You will not have to spend one more dollar to make the phone ring in order to increase your billing by 25 to 30% per technician. I have a very good friend who, after graduating with a master's degree in business, told me that if he boiled his $40,000 master's degree down to one thing, it would be this. You get what you measure. You must track performance. So do each of your technicians have daily, weekly, monthly, and annual productivity goals? Does each technician understand what that goal is? Can you track their performance on a daily basis? Can you do it with a minimum effort? Remember, you get what you measure, and you must track performance. How are you tracking your performance today? Are you trying to track your performance out of your company's financials? If you are, let me save you some grief and heartache and just let you know that it is impossible. And here is why. There are 12 races in every year. You win or lose them one at a time. If you are trying to manage the performance of your company from your financials, you don't know how you finished each race until the middle of the next month. That's 45 days after the race started. By then, it's too late. Imagine if you were an NBA coach and your team was in a critical playoff game and there were no stats. There was no scoreboard, no clock, nothing. Just your team on the floor running back and forth trying to score. That sound familiar? You wouldn't know who was close to fouling out, so you wouldn't know who to sit out and when. You would have a sense of who was hot right now, but not who's really been consistent in the paint or who's hitting the three-pointers. You wouldn't know which period you were in. You wouldn't know when to foul the other team or who to foul on the other team. You wouldn't know the score, so you would not know how hard to play your team. And since you don't know anything about this particular game that you're playing, you would not know what to say at halftime to motivate your people. After the game is over, on your way home in your car, you turn on the radio and you catch the score to find out if you won or lost. This would be a nightmare for any coach, and it is the nightmare you are living every month if you are trying to lead your company to a victory by trying to manage performance from your 45-day-old financials. You need to have performance information every day for your average revenue per hour by tech and by team, the average revenue per billable hour by tech, by team, profitability by technician, sales leads by tech, sales leads by opportunity, by age of equipment, maintenance agreements sold, maintenance agreements renewed. What is the lost billing opportunity, and what is the technician's maintenance performance? These are just a few of the key performance indicators you must know on a daily basis in order to win every race. Because when you know this information every day, you can make adjustments, just as every great coach does during the game. Adjustments based on competition strategies, elements outside of your control, ambient conditions, and personal performances. Once the game is over, it is too late to change anything. The time to respond is in the heat of competition, which you cannot do without tracking performance. The next profit killer I want to talk about is non-billable time. The average billable time per day per technician is 2.4 to 3.1 hours. If you do a good job tracking performance, you can bring that up to 3.8 to 4 hours. Of this billable time, approximately 1.25 to 1.5 hours is spent in billable travel, which is billable since you should definitely be billing for your travel time to billable calls. As you can see from these numbers, this only leaves 1.2 to 2.5 hours to troubleshoot, diagnose, and charge out for any repairs. In these precious few hours, your technicians must generate enough revenue to pay their wages, cover overheads, and make a profit for you. Even the slightest underbilling here will greatly affect profitability, which we discussed as one of the greatest profit killers in your service department. The other greatest profit killer is non-billable time. Let's focus on that. The average service technician conservatively loses $50,000 per year in lost billable time. This number sounds too big to be real, but I assure you it is very real. Let's take a look at where this time is lost. There are 8 areas to look at. The first 4 are easier to track, while the last 4 are hard to track without the right tool. Number 1 is vacation time, 2 sick personal time, 3 company meeting time, and 4 formal training time. At this point, I want to point out that I found a need to quantify performance because I couldn't prove a negative. You cannot prove a negative. if I ask a technician to enhance their performance, their response was always, I'm already giving you 100% or I'm giving you 110%. How could I possibly give you more? What I discovered was if I said, well, I really don't feel you are, and they said, well, I really am, that there's no winning that argument and there was no positive to point to and you can't prove a negative. So once I began to quantify every single performance aspect of the service technicians, I began managing to a positive. Now I had things in black and white. It was there. It was quantified. I could prove it. And so from there, there was no argument, only improvement and only enhanced performance. So while vacation, sick personal time, company meeting time, formal training times, those are sanctioned by you, the principal, it's still something that needs to be quantified so that you always are managing to a positive. What's the big deal? You can track these easily enough through your accounting office, and your techs lose on average 10% of their year through these four items, or about 200 hours of non-billable time per year per tech. So while they're sanctioned, they're still very important, and you don't want to let them get out of control. The next four are more difficult to track without the proper tool. And this is something I discovered from firsthand experience. One is callbacks by department and by individual. The technicians are somewhat sensitive about the callbacks because when they are running callbacks for other technicians, they feel that they really don't have the opportunity to bill and it isn't fair. So if you would just be able to tell me how often I'm running a callback for my counterpart, then I'd be able to tell you why I'm underbilling so far. And this, once again, was an argument that I found myself in the middle of, and it was a tug-of-war back and forth. So I discovered that I had to not only track callbacks by department and not only by individual, but I had to have every single callback attributed to the individual who was the initial service technician of record on the call, no matter who ran it for him. That was a difficult thing to quantify. Number six, customer no-shows. How many times do customers stand us up and our guys sit there? How long do they sit there? Some technicians take the approach that, hey, it all pays the same. If I sit here for an hour or if I sit here for 45 minutes, who's going to be the wiser? It all pays the same. I couldn't fix that until I could quantify. Number seven, unapplied time. This is time used without explanation. No one knew where the tech was or what they were doing. There's hours and hours and hours of this. I've seen companies that have got 500-600 hours a year for their service team of unapplied time. Number eight, manager's applied time. This is time spent at the manager's direction. Every single thing and action that you have your service technicians doing should be productive and at the direction of a manager. So there shouldn't be any kind of code or phrase that they can write on a timesheet or a time card that says this was just unapplied time or non-productive time. Those things should not appear on your timesheet. Manager's applied time is the time that they spend cleaning out their truck, if they need to run a will call, if they're straightening up the shop. Whatever it is, it's manager's applied time, not non-productive time. I use this concept because instead of non-productive time, I was able to fix this activity in these hours when I was able to quantify them to a very, very powerful force within the service department, which is the service manager. When the technician was just putting down non-productive or non-billable time, that was very loose. No one got too excited about it. But when the manager saw that it said manager's applied time, that changed the complexion of the entire action. So I know from experiences through the years that these last four are very hard to track. But your technicians will lose 11% of their year, or 220 hours, in lost billing opportunity here. Then finally, when you add 100 hours of travel time for callbacks and customer no-shows, you have 200 hours in the first four, which are company-sanctioned non-billable actions that happen throughout every year. Then there are, with these last four, another 220 hours of time that is wasted that could be billed out and needs to be quantified in order to be managed. That's 420 hours. Then with the 100 hours in travel, that's 520 hours a year in non-billable time. Now let's multiply that by our $96 an hour for our service technician. Remember him? Even though he was underperforming at $96 an hour, that's still a $50,000 loss that technician has in non-billable time. The better you are at getting your billable revenue up per hour, the harder you are hit with every hour of that time that is non-billable. For instance, if this tech had billed out completely and correctly at the $163.77 per hour we looked at earlier, the loss wouldn't be $50,000, it would be $83,686 for the same 520 hours. So as you can see, it is extremely important that you track the performance of your technicians in order to control these two huge profit killers. The last profit killer that I want to talk about today is maintenance performance. How can maintenance performance be considered a profit killer? Well, let's examine that. When the concept of maintenance agreements was first introduced to our industry, it made a great deal of fiscal sense, and it still does today. However, after two decades, it is easy to see where there is room for improvement. Let me explain. Maintenance agreements are meant to take the peaks and valleys out of the service department. When you're busy, you run billable service. When you're slow, you run maintenance. This is an easy concept, and it is the concept we used in order to get the technicians to sell maintenance agreements. Because selling maintenance agreements is banking work today for when you're slow tomorrow. This worked, and the techs went out and sold a lot of maintenance agreements. And you use them just exactly as you promised when you're slow. There's only one problem with this. The structure of the maintenance agreement that you sold to your customer allows the technician only so much time to do the maintenance. A half hour, three quarters of an hour, hour and a half, however you're structured. If the tech consistently takes longer than the contract allows without doing any additional repairs or selling accessories, then you are losing profit fast. A tech only has to take an extra 20 minutes per call, and you are losing $15,000 per year per technician. When a tech starts to see 3, 4, or 5 maintenance calls per day in their schedule, what do they think? They think what we have trained them to think. We are slow. And how will they perform? Slowly. Here is a law which is unchangeable. Labor expands to fill the void. So since your maintenance contract is worth only so many dollars, you cannot bill for any extra time taken by your technician. Therefore, you must track the performance of your service tech with regard to their maintenance time against the structure of the maintenance agreement itself. There are also other expectations of the service technician when on a maintenance call. To be proactive with regard to needed and foreseeable future repairs, and to generate sales leads for the company, replacement, add-on, and accessories leads. All these things must be measured and the performance of the technician tracked in order to ensure your maintenance program is profitable. So what is the summary for profit killers? Number one, underbilling the customer can stop today. You will not lose one customer. You will increase revenue by $50,000 to $70,000 per year per technician. Number two, lost billing opportunity due to unbillable time. You get what you measure. Begin tracking today and you will realize improvement tomorrow. Remember, you lose conservatively $50,000 per year per technician to unbilled time. There is no way to eliminate all unbilled time, but you can cut it in half, and that will put $25,000 more to your bottom line. And finally, the third one, maintenance agreement performance. Labor expands to fill the void. We have conditioned our techs to slow down at maintenance time, track their performance, and coach them to high performance. Your maintenance program owes you a profit via contract amount, repairs, and sales leads. Maintenance is not just something to keep your people busy when it's slow. If your technicians are focused on the right stuff, each technician will add $50,000 per year to the actual value of your business, year in and year out, through maintenance agreements sold new. Each technician will add $275,000 per year in retrofit sales leads, which they generate and are closed by your sales department. Each technician will add $225,000 per year in build service and maintenance work performed. Each tech's total contribution will be $450,000 to $550,000 per year to your business. The only way to achieve these levels of performance is to measure. Remember, we get what we measure, and we measure performance. Performance is the key. Thank you for your time.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates on the World Wide Web. Our totally redesigned website now has a complete listing of all the products and services Grandy & Associates has to offer. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it is also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. If you have a genuine interest in tracking the kind of information Bob described in this presentation, give Grandy & Associates a call. The ProfitMax software can only be purchased through value-added dealers. Grandy & Associates is proud to have become the first ProfitMax value-added dealer in the nation. Give us a call for more information at 1-800-432-7963. As a reminder, our three-day basic business boot camp continues to take the industry by storm. We also discuss ProfitMax during the boot camp. For more information, check out our website or give us a call for a free four-page flyer on the bootcamp that provides all the details. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.